Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the Fan, WFAN.
Ah, yes, off and running on a now Friday morning. Welcome in. It is Gordon Damer with you here, your overnight oasis, taking you up until 5 o'clock. And, you know, sometimes 5 hours. A lot of things to get through in 5 hours. Tonight, we need more than 5 hours, but we'll cram it all in as we always do. 888-808-1019, the telephone number, of course, you know. And, boy, oh, boy, we knew, we said it last night, April 23rd was going to be one of the most important, impactful nights in New York sports in the calendar year of 2026. And sure enough, we got the good, we got the bad, and we got the ugly. And the ugly is obviously the Knicks. We went into, think about all the time that we have spent on this Knicks season. And this Knicks season ended where last season ended. Or this season began where last season ended. As soon as last season ended and Tibbs was fired, from that point forward, we were all in agreement. We were all on board of what this season had to be. And over the course of a long regular season, there's going to be moments as a fan you get caught up in. And you think this is a sign of things to come, or that's a sign of things to come, when really it's just the regular season. And you just have to get through the regular season. And you realize the regular season in the NBA is like the preseason. It's like spring training. You know, now that the Yankees and Mets are playing, we don't go back and think about anything in spring. Back in spring training, that was a really important thing that happened in spring training. It wasn't. It was spring training. You had to get through it. You want to get through it healthy, much like the NBA regular season. Get through it healthy. And get to what matters, what counts. And this opening round playoff series could not have gone much worse than what it has. When the Knicks went out and got a game one win, even though the Hawks closed in the fourth quarter, right, that's what you expect the Knicks to do. Handle their business. It's the opening round of the playoffs against the Atlanta Hawks. You are expected, we have all been on board, we've all been in agreement that this season is supposed to be about, at the bare minimum, a return to the Eastern Conference Finals, and really there's no way this season can be a success without progress, without moving forward than where you got last year, right? Like, you didn't fire the coach to accomplish less. Really, the only major change made to the team was firing the coach. And how's that going so far? Game two, the Knicks absolutely melt down in the fourth quarter and lose a game that they had well in hand. Entered the fourth with a 12-point lead. Up until that point, I believe the stats were that the Knicks were 45-1 in their history going into a fourth quarter in the playoffs with a 12 or more point lead, and the Hawks were 1-81 when trailing by 12 points or more in a playoff game. And yet, against all odds, the Knicks found a way to melt down collapse down the stretch and blow a game two on their home court. So as we said last night, well, I'm not going to panic. I'm not going to get carried away. I'm not going to say it's already over, the sky is falling, like some Knicks fans or people have gotten into the habit of. But you thought going into tonight, game three in Atlanta, life is half about what happens to you and the other half, how do you respond? How would the Knicks respond to that pukish performance in game two? Would they come out right away in game number three and put the hammer down? Well, we got the answer right away. No, they would not do that. They would not do that. Fell behind by double digits, it felt like almost instantly, and were fighting an uphill battle pretty much the entire night. Now, in the second half, they did eventually start to make a run. They did eventually cut into the Hawks' lead and did briefly have a lead themselves. But at the end of the night, when you look up at the scoreboard, the only thing that matters is the Knicks lost another one-point game. And let's be honest, at least so far, it's not over. I still think the Knicks are the more talented team. I don't even think it's really a debate that the Knicks are the more talented team. But the point is to be the better team. And at least so far in the series, the Knicks have not been that. Not when it's mattered. And the fact that the Hawks have now 2 1-point wins and the Knicks absolutely gave away a game. And then tonight, it was almost the reverse, where the Hawks almost gave away a game in the fourth quarter. But much like in game two, when the Hawks tried to hand it to you, miss free throws, and the Knicks have it one last shot with Mikal Bridges, not able to take advantage. Last night, also not able to take advantage. Knicks down one with the ball and just one of the call a timeout, draw up a play, and it goes absolutely no place. Jalen Brunson, it was clear the ball is going to Brunson. The Hawks may as well have been in the huddle because they knew exactly what was happening. They attacked it properly, shut down Brunson. He turns the ball over. Knicks don't even get off a shot, and they lose the game 109-108. So now they're down 2-1. As the stat we gave you last night, even in a game three, right? Game three is not the pivotal game. No, that's game five. That's game six. Obviously, game seven. No, game three is pivotal as well. In all of NBA history, NBA playoff history, teams and series that are tied 1-1, the team that wins game three wins the series 80% of the time. Now, that's not 99.8. It's not flawless, but it's just another sign that this Knicks team is being exposed as frauds. Frauds. We thought that they were one thing. We were led to believe they were one thing. We all bought in. We all believed. The organization thinks the same thing as well. This team is better than what they were last year. They should get further. This is a championship-level team. This is a team that could make the NBA Finals in this Eastern Conference. And now they're in danger of not even getting out of the first round. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? And the list of culprits, we'll run down all of them at 888-808-1019 is the telephone number. This series is not over. The Knicks are not finished. But, oh, dear God. I would not guess that Mike Brown will be putting either games two or three on his resume, on his highlight reel, which, let's be honest, if this thing keeps going the way it's going, he's going to need a resume and a highlight reel pretty soon. He was an absolute mess in game two. He looked completely lost on the sidelines in game three.
Power your next journey with True North Convenience Stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab two of your favorite Monster cans for $6. Or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports.
With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Baseball and community go hand in hand. And with Pitch, Hit, and Run, you can make a lasting impact. Register to showcase the foundational skills of young athletes from your local community in the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball, known as Pitch, Hit, and Run. Make an impact today. Pitch, Hit, and Run. Visit playball.org to sign up today.
After the game, they ask him about that final play. He said, oh, no, that's exactly what we wanted. That's what you wanted? That's what you wanted. Get the ball to Jalen Brunson, let him dribble around a whole bunch and get trapped in the corner and not get off a shot. I don't know. That seems less than ideal, Mike. Seems less than ideal. So if you want to blame Mike Brown, clearly, has he been an upgrade? At least so far, no. You would like to think that when you have an obvious change made, that the results would be obvious as well, right? When the Knicks fired Tom Thibodeau, they were telling you, oh no, this is what is holding us back. We can now go out and get anybody else and bring them in, and the results will show immediately. That's what they're telling you. It's one thing to fire your coach because you don't think you can get you over the hump, and you see someone else that's a clear, better option, right? If Eric Spoelstra was available last offseason, that's a guy, okay, we're getting rid of Tibbs, we're bringing in Eric Spoelstra. If there's a clear-cut coach, you say, that guy is obviously better than the guy we got. But that's not what the Knicks did. The Knicks fired Tibbs and then got around to seeing, all right, who else can we get? Do you want to tell coaches? Do you want, no? Oh, you got a job? Oh, Jason Kidd, you got a job? Ime Udoka, you got a job? All right, you don't want to do it? We'll bring in Mike Brown. He'll be fine. It'll be fine. Spoiler alert, it has not been fine. It's not been good. And you are absolutely correct if you are a Knick fan that's feeling like the walls are closing in right now. Again, the Knicks are still the better team. They're the more talented team. But there is something missing with this group. And unless they wake up and figure it out here soon, this season is going to go down as one of the most disappointing and one of the most hopeless feel. I mean, I don't know what other way to put it. You know, there's not been that many seasons where the Knicks have had serious expectations. You know, even the last few years, they had some expectations, but not like this. Not like this year. And to see it already get to a point where this is crisis time. Like, best case scenario, the Knicks win this series in 6 games. That's the best case scenario. All of a sudden, they are quickly running out of time in their playoff run, which they've not even begun to walk in. That's how bad this has been. So if you want to blame the coach, by all means, I didn't look as the coach as an upgrade to begin with, so I'm not really all that surprised. But to me, what this comes down to is, and I said this after game two, at what point do we blame the players? At what point is this on the players, on the team? You know, they're the ones with all the turnovers in game two. They're the ones that can't hit any free throws in game two. They're the ones who went 10 of 35 from three in game three. They're the ones who fell behind by double digits basically after the opening tip. They're the ones. They're the ones who fell behind early. They're the ones who can't seem to get it together in big possessions in the second half. They're the ones who are not able to take advantage of countless opportunities in game two and in game three. You know, all of a sudden they go out and steal game three tonight, like the way the Hawks stole game two. It's a difference, right? Up 2-1 feels a whole lot better than being down 2-1. But maybe we've been sold a bill of goods on this group, and maybe they're not as good as we think they are. So if you want to yell and scream about the coach, you can, but everyone yelled and screamed about the coach last year. You went out, and whether you think Mike Brown's a good coach or bad, he's a completely different coach than Tibbs is. And yet, the same things are happening. So if you've went the polar opposites in terms of coaches, and it's still not fixing the problem, and if anything, the problem is getting worse, well, then who else would it be on? It would have to be on the players. The players who we look at them and we think this is a complete team. This is especially the starting five. This is a talented group. They're certainly being paid as a talented group. And I hit on it on after game two. To me, the main culprit of game two was Jalen Brunson. And it kind of feels like the same thing. I get it. As a Knick fan, Jalen Brunson holds a special place in your heart. He came here. He's been everything that you could have wanted. Captain Clutch, hitting big shots, winning big playoff games and playoff series. He's your guy. But in these last two games, he has not lived up to what you expect from your best player on a team that is expected to get to, at the very least, an Eastern Conference final. And that final possession where it's completely predictable. The Hawks knew it was coming, and they know a lot of what the Knicks' offense is going to do because it is just that predictable. So to me, Jalen Brunson, a major reason why the Knicks lost this game. Mikal Bridges. It's like the scene from Office Space. What would you say you do here, Mikal? 21 minutes, 0 points, 4 turnovers. He didn't have any steals, didn't have any blocks, didn't have any offensive rebounds. Had 1 rebound and 2 assists in 21 minutes for 5 first-round picks. OG Anunoby did hit some threes. They were kind of miracle threes, but look, you'll take them when you can get them. So I'm not going to hammer him. But how is it that I am sitting on my couch somewhat distracted, right? You got the draft going on. You got the Mets game going on. You got the Yankees and Red Sox going on. You got 1,000 things going on. And I can watch the Knick game on a dopey iPad while the TVs are going because I have to have the streaming on one of them, so I'll put it on the iPad. And I can see, why isn't Karl Anthony Towns getting the ball more often? And yet the Knicks, who like all these NBA teams, have 27 assistant coaches there, whose job it is, I'm assuming it's about coming up with the ultimate results for the team. How is it that Karl Anthony Towns has the ball for 12 shots in the game? 4 people on the Knicks shot the ball more than Karl Anthony Towns. He is supposed to be your second weapon. And you would think, after that's the story in game two, well, NBA playoff series are about adjustments. Well, the adjustment is clearly going to be, hey, we got to get Karl Anthony Towns more involved in this offense. This guy is our weapon in this series. With the fact that you have such a size advantage, when he has the ball and he's shooting, the Hawks really didn't have an answer for him. But somehow the Knicks limited Karl Anthony Towns in a way that the Hawks couldn't limit Karl Anthony Towns. So now the Knicks are down in this series 2-1, and they are being exposed as frauds. This is, what other term would you use? A team that has all this hype, all these expectations, all this high salaries, you're locked in with this group, and yet you're losing a series to the Atlanta Hawks. You are being schooled and torched by C.J. McCollum. 35-year-old C.J. You know, it's one thing when Tyrese Halliburton was doing it last year. 35-year-old C.J. McCollum is now the guy who's eating you alive? This is the way this season is going to go? A year that we all spent, wow, we got to get to the finals. And now you're down 2-1 to the Hawks. You're halfway to going home in the first round against the Atlanta Hawks. It's as bad and as ugly as it can get. Now, I don't think the series is over. You know, Knicks go out and win game 4. You come back for game 5. Maybe. Maybe the Knicks can put things together for a couple of games. Maybe. They better. if this group has any intentions of playing together in the long term, they better. Because, you know, there's the argument to be made if for some reason you don't get to the NBA Finals or you do get to the NBA Finals and you lose it, how do you take that next step beyond that? If this season ends, and I still don't think it will, but let's just play it out. If this season ends in the first round of the postseason against the Atlanta Hawks, there will be massive changes to this group. And the problem is there's no easy massive changes to make to this group. You know, you can't just go out and say, you know, we'll just we'll hand over all our first round picks for Giannis, or we'll take these young players and package them with this thing and that thing, and we'll go out and get something to improve this area or that. The Knicks are in terms of a group, they're kind of locked in with this group, with Brunson and Hart and Towns and Anunoby and Bridges. That's the core of this group. And to shake up that core is not going to be easy. And maybe the Knicks, clearly they already knew that this group probably needed to shake up, because last offseason they were sniffing around and asking around about Giannis. So if coming off the trip to the Eastern Conference Finals and firing the coach, if they were still asking around about Giannis back then, you know that that is an area, maybe not Giannis, but something like that, they're going to have to break up this group. This is the last chance cafe for this group, unless they get to where they're expected to get to. And the other thing that I would say that's a really bad sign, if the Knicks are not able to come back in this series and get to where we think that they should get to. Over the last few years, James Dolan, his entire reputation and in terms of an owner has completely flipped. You know, 5 years ago, before he hired Leon Rose, he was the most hated owner in this town by a mile. Nobody else was even remote. Woody Johnson was not even remotely close. Back then, 5 years ago, the Jets had just missed the playoffs for a decade. It was not as ingrained as it is now. That owner has kind of had hands off. And I think one of the reasons why he's had hands off for the most part is the team has been successful. You know, right? If you're an owner of a team and you have nothing but failure, I would think that as an owner who cares, yeah, you're going to be more active in trying to fix it, right? Bringing people in, firing people, trading. That's always been the knock against James Dolan, that he was over-involved. He was always sticking his nose in. Well, when the team is winning 20 games a year, I would kind of think as an owner, you'd kind of want to stick your nose in. But since the Knicks have been winning, we haven't heard any of those stories. James Dolan has gone from the most hated owner in New York sports since George Steinbrenner to almost like an afterthought at this point. I mean, last year during the playoffs, James Dolan in his car was signing autographed basketballs for fans waiting outside. If that had happened 5 years ago, you would have thought it was AI. It wouldn't have seemed real. But he's still that same guy. And he came on this very radio station and talked about how he expects this team to take that next step this year. And if for some reason they don't, that guy who has very high expectations himself and has been known to be meddlesome in the past very well might be back in that mode, because he did not get what he was promised. So this has been kind of a charmed life here for the Knicks over these last 5 years. There's not to say that everything has gone well. Last year was disappointing. There's been disappointments along the way. But the arrow has been mostly pointing up. So it's not just, hey, this is an opening round playoff series against the Hawks team. The future of this Knicks group is kind of riding on it. And if this group really wants to keep this together and believe in this group together to get to where they need to get to, they better get it together fast, because so far this playoff series has been about as bad as you could expect as a Knick fan. 888-808-1019, the telephone number, 888-808-1019. So coming up, we'll get your phone calls on the Knicks after their Game 3 loss. Game 4 is on Saturday. We will get into the NFL draft. The draft grades are in. Everybody picked the right guy. Isn't that amazing? Every team picked the right guy in the first round. It's almost like picking a perfect bracket in the NCAA tournament. It's like 1 in 9 quintillion. But everybody picked the right guy in the first round.
Power your next journey with True North convenience stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab 2 of your favorite Monster cans for $6. Or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Bobby Witt Jr., ambassador for MLB's Play Ball.
Let's play ball!
It's an accessible, fun way for kids of all skill levels to learn the game, make new friends, and most importantly, get out and play ball. No prior experience needed. No bat or glove. No problem. We provide participants with their own bat and ball kit so kids can come as they are. Don't miss Play Ball Weekend, June 5th through the 7th. Visit playball.org to register for an event near you today.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.